Blog Talk Radio.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. And so just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
I got getting in my way. I got brothers acting like they fake. I got family telling me I can't. I got Jesus running through my veins. I got victory over my pain. I got victory. I got victory over my pain. I got Jesus giving me the strength. Always like a statue, scars looking like tattoos. I don't even remember feeling like I could grab you. Had to go get back, repent that, cause I couldn't even fit that. Off track with my life, had to rehab. Subtract everything that was not light, all black. Depression tried to grab me like a grip. I was in the bathroom taking hits. I didn't have the money for the rent. Tried to hustle, had to get it for my kids. My life and he intervened. Give me inner peace and I'm a better me. He can take away the pain. All you gotta do is pray.
Chasing cataracts like the eyes hate. Make the book of life, gotta turn the page. Had to kill my pride, gotta die daily. Like an anesthetic, all my pain's taken.
All over me. I got demons getting in my way. I got brothers acting like they fake. I got family telling me I can't. I got Jesus running through my veins. I got victory over my pain. I got victory. I got victory over my pain. I got Jesus giving me the strength.
All of my struggles, all of my pain, all of the hurt, all of the shame, all of my anger, all of the rain, taking my fate. He made a way, he made a change, show me the way. I'll never be perfect, but I know I'm saved. He gave me his grace, gave me my faith. I still have my moments, he takes it away. I'm living afraid, caught in a rage, caught in emotions that threw it away. Took all my passions and put on the stage, part of my story, he doing the page. Got my mind, resist on the eye, I'm living with a blind vision. I'm making a history over my my misery, took all my pain and made it my victory. Don't let it get to me, I know that he wish on me, I know that he's sick of me, might put a hit on me, yeah. But I walk with the Father, so why even bother? You say that you hitting, but I'm hitting harder. I come for the kill when I'm making the slaughter. Gave all my pain, laid up on the altar.
I got dealers getting in my way. I got brothers acting like they crazy. I got family telling me I can't. I got Jesus running through my veins. I got victory over my pain. I got victory. I got victory over my pain. I got Jesus giving me the strength.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Candid Convo Crew, man, what's going on, man? It's your man, KS the Legend. You guys, it is officially Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. It's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central, which only means one thing. It's time for Candid Convos. The homie Marty the Greatest is in the building, along with Tavy So Wavy as well. And our guest tonight is none other than Miss Raquel Becknell, who is the founder and the CEO of The May Effect. And we are definitely honored and glad to have her on the show tonight. Marty the Greatest, Tavy So Wavy, you guys are there? Are you there? Are you there? Are you live? Are you live? Are you there?
Yes, we're here. What's up, y'all? What's up?
Well, I heard Tavy. Marty, are you there, bro? I think Marty's phone might be on mute, which is cool. Anyway, I know he's there. We also have our guest, Miss May, in the building. Miss May, are you there, sis?
How you doing?
I'm great. And again, man, we're just honored to have you on the show tonight. Welcome to Candid Convos. We want to give you a round of applause and, you know, introduce you properly and accept you properly for being our guest on tonight.
I appreciate
it. So again, thank you. Marty Greta set this up. You know, every few months or every few weeks, we all three take turns finding a guest. And Marty found you, and we booked the date, and here you are on tonight. How was your Tuesday, Miss May?
It was pretty busy. I was dealing with a migraine, but, you know, life happens, I guess, and I tried to get a few things done, but it was a decent day. Can't complain.
Amen. Complaining won't help the situation is what I've learned anyway. So, praise God for you being here tonight. Praise God for, you know, breath being in your lungs. Praise God that you are in good health and with a roof over your head, because it could be a lot different. Amen. Amen. So there is a song that we kick the show off with called Victory Over Pain by the homies G Music and Edify. So whatever situation you're in, migraine or not, you still have victory in your eyesight because you are laser focused on doing what God has designed you to do, and that is important. So be encouraged, and I'm hoping that you feel better by now.
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel a lot better.
Amen. Well, Candid Convos is a show, of course, like we mentioned in the meeting. It's a show about, you know, discussing topics and giving your perspective about these different topics. So are you ready to jump into our first topic of the night?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Well, you know, Tavy So Wavy, I got to ask this since you are one of the hosts of the show. Our first topic talks about a self-driving BMW motorcycle. So it's not a Tesla, it's a BMW. What were your thoughts when I sent over this video this past week?
I was like, wow, BMW, right? Something moving by itself? Wow, that's awesome. And then they actually showed the guy on it, and I guess you can, it'll help you move. And it keeps you from, like, jumping or, like, you know, falling off or hurting yourself. So it's
supposed to be safe, you know, which is something I would like to actually look into. So I'm glad we had this topic. I was excited because I'm like, okay, this is really dope, and I didn't know that it had these motorized or these they almost remind you of like robots or so, like they just move by themselves. Like I think it's an amazing idea. Yeah.
Well, it is good to see ideas come to life, and that's what BMW has done with this self-driving motorcycle. Miss May, since you are a guest, what were your thoughts when you watched the video of the self-driving motorcycle?
It was very, very creative. I'm definitely not a motorcycle person, but to all the people who love motorcycles, I think that it's a great way to adapt with everything going in the world. And I feel like it does seem safer, in my opinion, when it comes to the aesthetics of how it feels or maneuvers. So I definitely feel like it'll be something worthwhile.
Amen. Well, I think Marty is still there. Great observation, by the way, Miss May. Marty, are you there? Can you hear us? All right. Well, I don't know if Marty's there or not, but I thought that it was a great idea. Again, it's always good to see your ideas come into, you know, full circle and, you know, be a reality. And that's what, you know, that's what ideas are for. They're not just to be made to be put on paper. They're supposed to be made to bring to life. And that's what BMW has done. Again, Ms. May, I don't have my motorcycle license. I drive an automatic car. Don't drive a manual. And I thought that this was, you know, I thought this was pretty fantastic to just see how far that the human race has come along and BMW as a whole. You know, being the manufacturer of, you know, they started out making, you know, airplane engines, and now they're making car engines. Now they have motorcycles. So I thought it was fantastic. I really loved it, and I'm glad that we got a chance to talk about it on tonight. I think Marty's greatest is back. Marty, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
We can hear you now, sir. Yeah. How are you, Marty the Greatest?
Oh, man, it's good. It's good to be back on the show. I got lost, man. I took a left. I was supposed to take a right, man, you know. But I'm back.
All good. So how was your Tuesday, Marty?
My Tuesday was awesome. It was great, man. I know y'all was talking about the BMW thing, man. That's crazy. I just literally just watched that video, and it. I don't think I need anything like that. That's if I and if you had something like that, you probably rich. So if I had something like that, I wouldn't go too many places. Just think about it. If somebody wants you to, like, you know, hey, come bring that them seasoning, I would not go next door to the neighbor house. I would have the BMW bike take the sugar next to the neighbor house. That's how lazy I would become. I'm just being real. I'm being 100% real. I would become incredibly lazy if I had that BMW bike. That's just true.
It's already bad enough that we live in a generation where we want everything right here, right now. The old folks call it the microwave generation because we want everything quick. We want everything, you know, to do it by themselves. And now BMW has done it. A self-driving motorcycle. It's worse enough that we already got DoorDash, so we don't even have to leave the house to get food. We got a system that does the grocery shopping for us, and now we got a motorcycle that can drive itself, and we don't have to leave the house at all. Lord Jesus, come now. We need your help because we didn't got really lazy people. I'm just being honest, you guys. But again, congrats to BMW.
That's a lot of walking. I need to rest my legs. I'm tired of walking. I want to get up on this bike. Like, this looks amazing. It looks like it's fun, too. What? I don't have to paddle or something? Come on, my Lord. That's for me. That's for me. I don't know about you. That's for me. You know what I'm saying?
I'll steer it. I'm not
Amen.
About to ride on it.
Okay.
I ain't about to ride on it.
That part.
Now, of course, you know, with every machine comes, you know, disadvantages, technical difficulties, blah, blah, blah. So I wonder what the disadvantage is going to be, or what the downside is going to be to owning or maybe leasing this self-driving BMW motorcycle. Anyway, it's brand new. I don't know if it's available to the public yet or, you know, on sale or anything, but it is something new that BMW has come up with. And again, all congrats to the BMW manufacturers and the team that put it together, the specs, the horsepower, everything. If you had a handprint or a fingerprint inside making this BMW motorcycle, we give our hats off to you, and we say thank you for, you know, being innovative and doing something different than nobody else has. We do want to say thank you to all of our listeners that are listening live. If you haven't called in yet, the number is 914-205-5471. Raquel McNeil, a.k.a. May, is our guest on tonight, and she's excited. And she is the founder and CEO of the May Effect, and we will talk about that right after this second topic, which is none other than an Iron Man mask helmet that's available to be customized to fit every size head. Crazy. Marty, you sent over this video. I want to know, what were your thoughts and what made you want to send it over?
Okay, initially, I thought, oh, that's fire. That would be something nice to have. Then second, after I watched a couple of other people, you know, face in it, I said, you know what? This is an accident waiting to happen. Somebody going to get their face meat caught up in this mask, and their face will never be the same. It will never be the same. I promise you, I already see it coming. Not a good idea. Not as a good idea as I thought it was. Tavy, do you agree?
In some ways, somehow, yeah. Because I don't know if I would wear something like that. It looks a little bit, might be a little dangerous a little bit. But to some people, it may not be that dangerous. It depends on how you're handling the mask. If you put it on, because it moves fast. It just starts shaping, you know, it goes up, down, and, you know. Me, I wouldn't wear that. I'm not too fond of masks like that. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm trying to, you know, get rid of COVID, so I try to keep COVID out of so, but I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I say that for people who with that Halloween stuff. I don't mess with that.
Big COVID.
Keep that up.
COVID. Oh. Crazy.
Well, Miss Raquel McNeil is our guest, and our second topic, like we mentioned, is the Iron Man helmet. Raquel, did you get a chance to see the video?
Yeah, I saw it.
What are your thoughts?
I want one. I definitely. I mean, I might not wear it, but I would technically keep it as a collectible. And, you know, because something like that they create, more than likely they're only going to make a few, and then it's going to be discontinued, but it might be worth something in the long run. So I might make an investment on something like that.
Amen. Now, Marty and Tavy, you guys remember a couple months ago when we discussed Kobe's childhood hoop that sold for $37,000?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure nobody thought that ring would be that much money. This is
That's
in
true.
The same category. Just to piggyback off of what Ms. May had just said, that it could be an investment piece later on down the line, and it could be worth a lot of money. Again, something for the rich and famous? I don't know. If I hit the lottery, would I buy it? Yes. Could I afford it now? No. So, anyway, I thought it was pretty dope, you know, to take things because, you know, they have apps now and, you know, video editing software that you could put your face on Tony Stark and you could be Iron Man for 37 seconds inside of a movie clip. But now you can actually own the helmet. And I thought that that was pretty dope. So anyway, I enjoyed the video. Again, thank you, Marta the Greatest, for sending it over. We are going to get into more details with our guest, Miss May, on tonight. And again, you guys, if you haven't dialed in, that's fine. You got 39 minutes to dial in. The number is 914-205-5471. And we just want to thank all of our live listeners for listening live and everybody that will listen to the rebroadcast later on. We are going to get into some music right now. We kick the show off with G-Music and Edify's Victory Over My Pain, which is something new. But since the homie Martin the Greatest is down in New Orleans, it's only right that we play some artist music from New Orleans. Of course, we all know who I'm talking about. The homie D1 dropped a brand new song featuring the game called Shine On. And before you guys listen to the hook, I have no idea who the woman is, but she did a beautiful piece in putting everything together to mesh and mash the verses together. And I'm hoping that you guys will enjoy it. If you guys haven't heard it, it's a brand new song by the homie D1 featuring the game called Shine On. You guys keep it locked. We got more topics and a brief description and testimony from our guest, Miss Raquel May McNeil. Keep it locked. Here's D1. Check it out.
I wrote this rhyme down, that's my birthday. Crying on the interstate while I'm driving to the A. DMX just died and man, it got me feeling low. People think I'm all good, but they don't even really know. Trying to call my girl up, well actually that's my ex. She won't answer my calls or reply to none of my texts. I just bought us a house thinking she gon' be my wife. Then we had to part ways, things wasn't working right. I've been sleeping 3 hours a night, I can't even rest. Tupac and Nipsey Hustle spirit inside of my chest. It's a couple secrets I need the strength to confess. If I speak about them, wonder what people think of me less. When God is for you, no one can stop you, my life is proof. Even when I feel unworthy, he throwing me alley-oops. I'm hurting, but I'm working, it's difficult to explain. A spirit full of joy mixed with a heart full of pain.
Keep going, time never stops, it keeps going. Life won't stop unfolding. You can cry while you run, just keep growing.
Lost my brother when I was 13 years old, man, it hurt me to my soul, man, he can't even grow old, he got shot, I was standing next to him, we was on the block, he was 17 and now alive is what he not, so I'm living for him. You see the stars in his race, align the stars in the sky, and I can see my brother's face, I miss him, I miss my granny too, I miss my father, I would cry, but why even bother when life is like this, I ain't even write this. All it takes is a fifth of Hennessy and a blunt for me to recite this. We all die, nobody coming back, so I'ma live it like I live it till my line go flat, yeah.
Keep going, time never stops, it keeps going. Life won't stop unfolding. You can cry while you run, just keep growing.
Song with the game, this is more than music. I take a second to appreciate what God is doing. I interned for him in college, but we never met. I dreamed about this moment, it's a day I won't forget. The next night, it's like my heart broke. My nephew got shot sitting on his mama's porch. The devil busy 365. No vacation for Satan, we pray he survives. I wonder how Harriet Tubman stayed focused. How Martin Luther King never gave up, I need to know this. I ain't got the answers, but I got a calling. I still wear my crown, even with my tears falling.
Feeling that track, you guys, again, that was D1 featuring The Game with Shine On. And again, I don't know who the young lady was, but man, that track though, that's all I can say. We might have to play that next week, because I'm definitely feeling that track. Again, that was the brand new D1 with Shine On. Martin the Greatest, and I know, May, you guys are, you know, in the New Orleans area. Have you guys heard that track before? Marty, what were your thoughts?
And that's my first time hearing it. I think you shared it earlier today, but I didn't get a chance to check it out. But that's heavy. That's heavy, heavy. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that. That had a message in it. And you get stuck on the artistry of it. But I want to hear the message behind it. So that's it. But, I mean, initially, it's heavy for real, though. What you thought about it, man?
It was definitely different. I definitely heard the lyrics. It was some deep thought put into that, so I can definitely say I have to listen to it again as well.
Amen. Well, before we jump into our third topic, of course, we got to give a shout-out to the homie Mike Jackson calling in, listening live from the Dayton, Ohio area, and we got some other people in the 985 area. New Orleans in the building and Dayton, Ohio holding it down. Now, Miss May, you are our guest, but we don't know you from A to B. So what made you want to be a guest tonight, and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, Marty talked highly of you guys, and I thought, well, when the opportunity comes, I'm going to take it when it presents itself. So I'm definitely enjoying the energy that you guys have on the show and everything. And I appreciate it, having me on the show as well tonight.
Amen. And I know that you are the founder and CEO of The May Effect. So tell us a little bit about The May Effect. What's the vision behind it? And how can people hear more about it?
Well, I was actually inspired by my life, and COVID was kind of the push that I need. Everyone needed that push. COVID was definitely an eye-opener for a lot of us. But I knew that I love to be comfortable once I get home off from work, but I wanted to be in something that was actually worth wearing when I'm at home and, you know, presentable when you're answering the door and things like that. So during COVID, it gave me a lot of time to think about what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it and what goals I had in mind for the future. And I know that around that time, everyone as individuals started, you know, new businesses as well. So it was challenging in the beginning. It still kind of is, but I'm doing my best to try to stand out and be different, set myself apart in different ways that I can with the business. So it's a work in progress.
Amen. So is loungewear, like, you know, like sweatpants, maybe, you know, jogging pants and everything. Do you have like leggings for women? Is it like house coats? Is it robes? Like, what is it? What kind of materials is it?
Well, one thing that I do set myself apart is that the business is not open, I'm not going to say all year round, but it's open every 3 months. And the reason I did it that way is to bring that tenacity behind what I have and what I put into it. And I want people to know that this is, you know, one thing only item and interest. So we sell onesies, slippers, socks, mask, two-piece, three-piece set, robe, and I'm working on trying to get the men's side together. So, you know, just, I know Marty, he has a little patience thinning right now, but it's getting there. So, it's definitely stylish and comfy. You can wear the clothes out. Put a little jewelry on and still look presentable in the sleepwear and the loungewear. So it's definitely a pass.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Alicia.
What up, Marty?
Alicia. Man, my wife has this it's black and white like little pajama set that she wear all the time. Man, this thing is the softest thing in the world. It's probably even softer than baby suit. Okay, I need you to understand how soft this thing is. This thing you will rub this thing and it will give you happy thoughts instantly. I don't know what they make this with. I don't know if they make it with Egyptian cotton, if they make it with fairy dust. I don't know what they make it. It's just incredibly soft. And when I felt it, I was like, oh no. You just can't make this one. Men like to feel soft stuff too. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. We would take
Amen. So you got the women's apparel and, you know, clothing items. Do you know when is there like a deadline or like a time for you to have the men's stuff? Maybe 2022. When can we expect the men's?
Well, I'm gonna say that you and Marty and maybe three other men will be the first to get samples of what I have in mind for the men, hopefully in 2022. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
Amen. Well, I'm definitely honored to be part of the first seven men to get, you know, the prototype. So I'm honored for that and to have it exclusively. To have it exclusively to have a sample that says a lot, and I'm pretty sure once you release it, we will help you promote it and advertise it and help you market it as well. Katie, any questions to Miss May tonight? Any questions, sis? You want to ask her?
I know you told us how it inspired you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how were you able to get the get it all started from scratch?
The business in general from scratch?
Yeah.
Well, it took me a year because I wanted to make sure that I had everything in place before I just went on ahead and opened the business full out. So it took me a year to find the name, make sure it wasn't taken, pick a logo that would stand out, make sure that wasn't taken, and getting it, you know, registered properly and everything that it needed to be done prior to. And the website portion was easy because I'm a website designer. That's my third gift, so I do that as well. And that's the third business also that I have. But definitely that, because it may affect this portion is what I mainly present. But I also have the May Effect Hair Company, which falls right under that. And that's a whole completely different side of the May Effect. But it's also on the website as well for wholesale and things like that. So it took me a while because I wanted to make sure the business was working for itself, and then in the future it continues to work for itself. So it was a task.
Hey,
amen.
Awesome.
Well, we thank God for it, for the inspiration. You know, because a lot of people they lost motivation and not only motivation, but they lost their jobs during COVID. But here you are out here trying to make a difference. Pre-COVID, during COVID, and even right now. So we thank God for you, for your talents, and, you know, not sitting on your gift, but actually, you know, trying to make a difference in the world, trying to leave your fingerprint on the planet, because that's what we're supposed to do. And we highly, you know, we highly appreciate you. And we always say that on Candid Convos that we want to, like, no matter what kind of topic we talk about, if it's positive or negative, we want the listeners to know that you can be encouraged to do what God has instructed you and designed you to do. Here you are, May, with the May Effect, talking about your garments for women, men garments that will be in the future, and, you know, not sitting on your thumbs and twiddling and, you know, wasting your time during COVID, but you're actually doing something that God put on your heart to do, and that says a lot. That says a lot about you as a young lady, and we really respect you, and we really appreciate you for just wanting to come on the Candid Convo show to, you know, discuss topics and also tell us a little bit about yourself. So, again, thank you for not, you know, sitting on your gifts, sitting on your passions, you know, twiddling your thumbs, wasting time like a lot of other people do. You are actually out here, you know, trying to make a difference and, you know, make a little money at the same time while glorifying God. So, again, thank you. We are going to jump into our third topic. Marta the Greatest, now I know you love music. We all love music. But did you know Scarface had a son who gave him a kidney this past Wednesday, last week? I had no idea. When I saw the picture, because I know a lot of people, they love music. And, you know, people like our age and older, they remember who Scarface is. So I thought it was appropriate. So, Marty, what were your thoughts? I know you don't have a son, but you have a daughter. But what were your thoughts when you looked at the photo?
First off, bro, I guess we had the same reaction because I was like, Scarface got a son? It's really funny trying to, you know, envision our heroes or stars having children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy, man. I was just like, wow. And he gave him a kidney? Like, I think I might be the same age as him. Did you know that? That we might be the same age as Scarface, son?
I did not.
Scarface wasn't even that old, bro. Crazy. Blow my mind, bro. Blow my mind. I mean, big up for him. Our parents have us, and, you know, it's a cycle of life. You know, they take care of us, and then as they get older, we take care of them. So, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, big ups to him, and it's such an inspiring thing to be able to give to, you know, he's one of the few people to be able to give something back to his parents, but they sacrificed for him. So that's an amazing story, bro. That's an amazing story. For real.
Amen. Now, of course, we don't know how long Scarface been waiting on the kidney. We don't know, you know, what the situation is, the details, none of that. I just saw a picture with the caption, and then I shared it. Miss May, I'm not sure if you have kids or not, but what were your thoughts when you saw the picture of Scarface and his son, you know, in the hospital bed on the way to the procedure? What were your thoughts?
I mean, it's definitely his son. They look just alike. And I did go and read up some things on it, and they definitely said that he's been waiting for about a year for his kidney. And it needed to be, I think, like B-type blood. So it's been a while. And it's a blessing that he's able to get it from a relative, you know, versus, you know, somebody he doesn't know. So that's definitely a
Definitely agree with that. Tavy, anything you want to add to this about Scarface's son giving him his kidney?
Yes, I want to say, they gave him the kidney as a donor, so that's really a big step, and I want to salute him for actually doing that, because I know that's kind of tough on some people who thought about it but then changed their mind about it. Because I know I was in that area where I was like, I don't know. You know, I'm sure about it, but you see other people stepping up doing it, and I applaud him for that. And I'm sure he's very, you know, happy about that. Like, you know, to just continue to, you know, him living and just enjoying this team that he got. And I mean, that's amazing. You know, God touches people to just move them to help others, and that's what I love to see.
Amen. Now, before we get out of here, you guys, of course, it is 9:40. We got 20 minutes left until, you know, we all say goodnight and close the show out. But our fourth topic is about a good friend of mine who's an artist, but he's also in the military, and he is a Bethune-Cookman University alumni. The homie Lamar Riddick is who we're talking about tonight. And he is the first rapper to be an alumni from this specific university that's also in the military. And he was sworn in on the 15th, which was last week. And Lamar makes very, very impactful and very, very Christ-centered music. And he is now an alumni from Bethune-Cookman University, and he just got sworn into the military. I believe it's the Army branch or something. I want to say in some part of either Virginia or West Virginia. But Lamar Riddick has been sworn in, and he is acknowledged as the first rapper in the U.S. military. Now, I don't know if that's a fact or not, but I do know he is an alumni from this university, and he has been awarded and sworn into the U.S. military as of September 15th, 2021. Now, of course, he is an African-American, first and foremost, and I know, Marty, you are an African-American as well, and you are a musician. You're an artist that's also in the military, specifically the Army. So what were your thoughts when you read the caption, when you looked at the picture and read the article? What were your thoughts?
Man, I did my homework. I looked into the situation, and this is an incredible story, because this man didn't just join any part of the band. He joined the Army band out of Virginia, and it's really hard to join the Army band. You have to try out. So he tried out for the Army band, and he joined the Army band as a rapper. That means they had to make up a job position for him. We call him MOS. So they had to make up a specific skill. So they had to make up a specific skill for him to join the Army band. So he was that good in his tryout. So what they said, so he is the first in history. Hopefully won't be the last, but he's the first in history rapper and have a MOS as a rapper in the Army. His job in the Army is rapping. I need you to understand how crazy that is. He ain't shooting nobody. He's rapping. That's crazy. You're crazy. Mate, please make sense of this.
I'm proud of him. I mean, I never would have thought it would have been such a thing.
Yeah.
Honestly, so that honestly, I commend him for all of it, because I wouldn't have known anything about that, honestly. So definitely proud. Even though I don't know him personally, that's definitely a monumental moment.
That's a big deal. Big deal for sure.
Big deal for sure, for sure. Teddy, what are your thoughts? I know you are an artist as well. But what are your thoughts about the homie Lamar Riddick becomes the first U.S. military hip-hop artist?
Yeah, it's amazing, man. I never heard of it before. I'm just finding out more about it. So, it's actually mind-blowing, you know, to know that somebody can, be there and then be doing something else. And I mean, where people is can be either fighting or so, and it seems like he's fighting with, you know, in within the music, and so that's awesome. It's different. It's really different.
Amen. Kudos and congratulations to our good friend Lamar Riddick. Hopefully we can get him as a guest so we can get his personal thoughts about, making history with the U.S. military. But we are going to give him a round of applause tonight because he's not here. But we do want to congratulate him and thank him for his time and for his service. All right, y'all. It is approximately 9:45, and before we get out of here, we heard Raquel May McNeil about her business, but we don't know how we can follow her. So, Ms. May, how can people get a hold of you on social media to stay up to date with everything you're doing with the hair, you know, with the May Effect, with the clothing, and with the men's clothing releases?
Well, on both social medias right now, Instagram and Facebook, you can find me at The May Effect Incorporated. That's TheMaeAffectInc. And I mean, stay tuned. That's how we doing it right now. So I thank y'all. I really do.
Amen. Now y'all heard it here first. Of course, she already has a list for the men who she has selected for 2022 for the men items. So again, if you guys want to get on that list, you guys need to follow her on social media at The May Effect, AFFECT Inc. INC. Again, if you're listening live right now, definitely follow her right now so you can get on that list as soon as possible. We have one more song before we get out of here for the night. But, Ms. May, have you enjoyed yourself tonight?
Primarily, I enjoyed the topic that was picked. It's definitely different. It's versatile. And you guys are amazing. So I definitely enjoyed tonight.
Well, thank God for you. Before we get out of here, since you are not only a female, but you are a business owner, and so is Tavy in her own way because she is a musician out of Fort Myers, Florida. So the next song we're going to play is by a female artist. She's the only one in the whole entire playlist out of Cincinnati, Ohio, with Ariana Marie with her song called Unashamed. You guys keep alive. We got more information with our guest, Ms. May, coming up next. Here is Ariana Marie with Unashamed. Check it out.
I am unapologetically a child of the King, the true King. I am proud to say that I found my identity in you.
Green tea.
child of the King, the true King. I am proud to say that I found my identity in you. Change to serve your name. I live to give you praise. I am unapologetically a child of the King.
Bro, talk about talent in the natty. Man, Ariana Marie with Unashamed, man. That's all I can say. Hands down, one of her best tracks. And I'm glad to call her friend and sister. Miss Raquel May Becknell is our guest on tonight. And we got one more hand. Of course, that track was Crazy by Ariana Marie, and so is this next topic, which is, man, I think it's our first time ever talking about a Karen on the show. This Karen yelled at the Hula Hoop champ for hula hooping upside down on some monkey bar. Man, Miss May, I gotta know your thoughts, since you are a guest. You get the first round on this one. What were your thoughts when you looked at the video?
She definitely was not minding her business, I can say, but I think she was upset that she couldn't do what this person could do. I mean, I know I wouldn't have been able to do it anyway, upside down like that, with all the blood flowing through my head and things like that. She was in her feelings about that, and I don't know. I don't know what to say about people like that particular person named Karen, because I know it's kind of hard, I think, towards the end of the video for the people who are actually given that name at birth. You know, the controversy behind it. So it's like, I don't know, but I do feel she has some animosity towards her abs, and, you know, she was very fit and she wasn't, you know, giving it the fit life right now. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen. Marty, I know you got a rant, so you might as well go ahead and let it off the leash, bro.
Save me for last, bro. Save me for last. I'm seeing it. Save me for last. Wait,
baby. All right, Savvy. What about you? What are your thoughts?
Crazy. That's what it is. But I understand, you know, like May was saying about the lady at the end, about the name calling of Karen, which called because, you know, these are usually you see like a white woman or so, if it's not a white man or so, that are calling and telling snitches for no apparent reason. On mostly if it's not a black person or so, but they just showed that it was a white woman that, you know, was dangling from the thing, but she wasn't trying to show herself, but the thing, you know, her shirt came down and this lady just got mad for no apparent reason and just going off the handles for no apparent reason. So they called it Karen, and the other real Karen, who names real Karen, they felt the type of way that people were still using that name for every white woman. So yeah, that I thought it was crazy, but I understand what the women were saying. But Marty, I'm gonna let you take this one.
I don't know, Alicia, you wanna go? I'm seeing it.
I'm speechless. 42-year-old Miss Getty. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name because I can't. Anyway, she is a hula hoop champ, and this lady interrupted her exercise on the monkey bars to tell her that she was wrong. I'm speechless. I'm speechless. She should have just minded her own business, could have kept walking. Whatever the case was, it had nothing to do with her, and now she's labeled as a hula hoop Karen on the internet. So, anyway, the internet ain't going nowhere, and the internet is undefeated. So, yeah, your grandchildren is going to see this video when they get older. Now you are labeled as the hula hoop Karen. Marty, man, let it off the leash, bro. I'm ready for you to let it off.
Y'all want a rant? I got your rant. The caucasity, okay? That's what I need you to understand. The sheer entitlement of this Karen. I don't understand how in the heck you can come up to a white woman
could come up to another white woman and try to check another white woman. What the heck is going on in the world? Look, I'm going to tell you one thing, man. I'm going to tell you one thing right here. I'm going to tell you one thing right here. These Karens have lost their dog on mine. This lady is mad because she don't have the coordination. She don't have the abs like May said to hula hoop upside down. Who would hate on somebody who could hula hoop upside down? Have you ever seen anybody in this world who could hula hoop upside down? Did you see the video where she hula hoop with the dog on hula hoop that was like a swimming pool that was really, really big? Who would be mad at this woman? These Karens are running crazy. The caucasity. I just don't understand.
Yep.
You know what? She needed to be arrested. Somebody should have called the cops on her. Karens always won't call cops on people. Somebody should have called the cops on her. Don't just videotape it. Call the cops on her. And you know what? At Candy Combos, we do not encourage violence. But if I was the Karen, if I was the hula hoop champion, if she would have took that dog on hula hoop, when she took that dog on hula hoop and then throw it on the ground, that was, I was like, woo, okay, Karen, you doing a little bit too much. But when she threw it, I said, oh, no, I would have had to deliver her with by laying hands on her. And I ain't talking about it, Jesus. I'd have laid some hands on her because you already threw it on the ground. Now you're going to throw it on your chest to me, heifer. You have to catch these hands. Unadulterated, X-rated. Hey, y'all better stop me. I'm about to. Oh, the club cast.
I'm done with Marty. Don't do it to
him. I'm done with Marty. Anyway, you guys, this took place in Nevada. Again, Karens are all over the world now. You guys, just be safe. Continue to mind your business. And again, like Marty said, if a Karen is attacking you, call the police on them. Do whatever they need to do.
All right, man. With
well, Miss May Raquel McNeil was our guest. Again, shout out to all of our live listeners on the phone and on the internet. We thank you guys for listening live. Definitely follow Miss May at The May Effect, Inc., everyone on social media. And stay tuned for new information for the men's items. And you can support her. Her website will be up very soon. But you guys won't know that if you're not following her. So we definitely encourage you guys to follow her tonight, tomorrow, while you're on your lunch break, while you're on your way to work, everything. Anyway, follow her at The May Effect, TheMayAffectInc. And you guys are just stay tuned. You know, the next episode is coming up next Tuesday, which will be the last Tuesday in September. You guys be blessed. Have a great week. And don't forget to have candid convos. Keep hustling. Keep praying. Keep Jesus at the center of everything you do, say, and think. And you guys have a great week. We're going to close the show out with the homie Kanata Small with Only the Strong, because you guys are starting off to a strong start of the week. And hopefully you guys will have a strong finish by Friday. You guys be blessed. Have a great one. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. Hey, one for the money, two for the show. Three for the power, you know how it goes. One for the money,
what are we talking about?
Three for the power,
what are we talking about?
You know.
Hey. What we talking about? They talking about funds round here. What they talking about? They talking about them guns round here. I'ma hold it down like I'm a mama's son out here. They say money and the power get you love out here. Fame is a dick. If you gotta let me finish, you know I'm lit. So really always winning, stay on my biz. Marquee, I keep them spinning. Ooh, she so thick. Skin, you gotta let me finish. Never disrespect the queens in the room. Please believe it for my lady, man. I leave you in the tomb. You ain't Jesus. Everybody want the tea and the soup. Wendy Williams, more cream, more green, baby. That's just how I see it. Yeah, every man for himself. Yeah, yeah.
Raheem, bro. They gon' try to choke you out if you try to scream. Or they crooked like the smile sitting on a Mona Lisa. That's the funny thing about the rat race. If you win it, you admitting that you still a rat. Hey, hey, I'm the villain, Dan. I would never give in to a system that in prison try to kill us for the limit of. Yeah, every man for himself, yeah.
Ghost.